I'm getting better. Getting better, just working hard every day, trying to rehab these groins.
Any sense of whether you're able to go somewhere?
Man, that's the goal. I'm trying to do whatever I can to get out there. But, you know, it is what it is. I can't really control how that feels. But, you know, my goal is to be out there on Sunday, for sure.
Hugh said he doesn't want to put you or even Terrell out there unless you guys are able to run pretty hard. He said he wants to run you pretty good. Have you even gotten to that point where you've been able to at least test it and see how you're feeling, or are you just strict rehab?
I'm strict rehab right now. I'm trying to get to that part. Coach Hugh, man, he does a great job of, you know, it's on him, it's his call, so he's able to go out there with us before and just see where we're at, see how we're moving, and he does a really good job with that, you know. But all me and Terrell basically can do is, you know, just do as much treatment, as much rehab in here as much as we can, trying to make sure we can be out there.
It's the other groin
happened the same exact day. It was on the Thursday, the practice, and then it's just going through, just playing defense, opening up, and then it's just, you just feel it pull, and then it's just really nothing like that. Coach, you usually sees it, so he pulls me out of practice once it happens, and then I just go to trying to get rehab.
It's just kind of mind-boggling to have two of those injuries in a short period of time.
I always, when I saw Coach U, I'm like, I can't make this up. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, literally, like, I think I pulled my other groin, you know? So it's just, it's very, 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 very frustrating, you know, when you're, especially 0-6, you got a young team, you got a bunch of guys that I know look at me as a leader, and I want to be out there playing with them. I want to be out there doing as much as I can. But just when freak stuff happens that you have no control of, it just sucks, and it's very, very tough, because just being a competitor, being the person that I am, wanting to be out there and wanting to lead by example and show them we're even being in these tough times, like, this is when you need your leaders the most, to be out there and giving it their all and showing what it's really about, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get these victories. It's just frustrating.
Teammates admitted that maybe the kind of soft tissue issues are because you haven't played a lot and practiced a lot just in the last year and a half. Do you think that's kind of it? You just haven't had enough time on the field and this stuff crops up?
I mean, I your guess is as good as mine. You know, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm not doing differently. I'm trying to get as much rehab and everything, but I've never been a guy to ever have soft tissue injuries. This is my first time I've ever hurt my groin. Last year was the first time I ever had surgery. So, you know, it's just a lot of some bad luck.
You feel concerned at all the season slipping away from you, or is there a point where you got to grab it back?
No, not at all. You know, I mean, God has a plan for me, you know, and that's why I keep my head. I just know I can control what I can control, you know, and I definitely don't feel like it's getting away from me at all. I feel like this is just little minor things that I'm going to be able to get fixed and going to be able out there and write my own 2016 season how I wanted to play out. So I feel like I still have a lot of time. We still have 10 games ahead of us. We still got a bunch. We still only played one division game this year. So we got a lot to still shoot for. And I'm just trying to do whatever I can to get back out there. I feel like I can still make this season a successful season.
Hey, off the subject of the injury, but the Cavs have been pretty visible at these Indians games in there. That booth or loge, I mean, cheering. Are you gonna try and get a group together to represent the Browns?
I think we're gonna try. We're working on something right now as far as the suite. I mean, we got individual tickets, but you know that thing sold out so fast that you know. But just trying to see if anybody in the organization has any plug or pull to get us a suite.
They can hook up LeBron, they ought to be able to hook you up,
right? LeBron is the man. You know, it's different levels to this stuff.
Just how fun has it been, you know, for you to be a part of this, of the Cavs championship and now the Indians?
It's,
to be able to go to all these games?
It's so, bittersweet. I mean, I love it. I'm so happy for the Cavs, so happy for the Indians. At the same time, wonderful professional sports team in the same city where they're doing a lot of successful things. So it pushes us, man. We want to be successful. We want the city to, you know what I'm saying, embrace the Browns. We know that this is a football town, but we want to start getting some W's so they can, you know, show the same love and support that they've been showing for the other teams.
A lot, you know, Hugh Jackson, coming in from day one, he's talked about winning a championship in the Super Bowl, and you go 6 weeks into the first season, the team hasn't won a game, and yet, again, today, he, you know, in talking to him about the Indians, he's reaffirming, hey, we're going to win a Super Bowl here. We're going to, you know, get it done and get this thing where it needs to go. How much of an impact does Hugh's vision have within a locker room, despite maybe, you know, you're on the bottom rung of the ladder right now, just mm-hmm. trying to get things together.
It's really important the way he carries himself and the way that he portrays himself to the team. About just working, just always working and wanting us to win games. He's a very, very good motivator. He keeps everybody positive. I mean, at the end of the day, he coaches up very hard. There's no reason why I should be 0-6. He doesn't accept it. And just having him knowing that he believes in the guys, we're not out there doing practice. He sees the way we practice. He sees the work that we put in. So, I mean, he feels like we're all in it together. So we're going to figure out a way. We're going to get out of this. And once it turns, he said he wants us to be a part of it.
Joe, what do you like about Tracy Allen? What have you seen from him playing a bunch of different spots?
Man, I like Tracy a lot, man. He's a really, really smart, athletic player. He's playing nickel. He's playing corner. He's playing safety, strong and free. And in Ray Horry's defense, those safeties, you have to be able to make the checks, make the calls. When motions come, we have double-digit calls. And he's just been doing a really good job of soaking that all in. I mean, it's really hard to get the safety position. And corners is a little bit easier in this defense. But him to be able to take in everything that we got going on and being able to play nickel and safety and corner at the same time is something that not a lot of people are able to do. And I try to compare him, his athletic ability and the way that he moves toward like Gibson, like the way that he attacks the ball and the way that he's a ball hawk. So, I mean, I've told him that just keep working, just keep grinding, man. You're gonna be good in this league.
Joe, how proud are you of the way that Terrell has really come on so strong this season? Mm-hmm. And then if he's not able to go on Sunday, how do you think of Rashard's development?
Yeah, I mean, these rookies that we have at wide receiver, man, you couldn't ask for a better group of young guys that just want to win, they just want to be great, you know. So when they're in practice, they work their tails off. When you see them blocking 45, 50 yards down the field, I mean, the receiver coach has done a great job of just getting these dudes to max out every play, max out every effort. And Higgins and Ricardo, those dudes are just hard workers, and they just want to do their best. TP, it goes without being said. I mean, I told you earlier, I was like, he went from the most improved player I've ever seen from one season to the next. Went from can he play receiver to being a legit number one for an NFL team. So, I mean, it just goes without being said, he's a really, really good guy, and just his improvement has been something spectacular.
So when you came back from that first groin, mm-hmm. were you 100% for that next game?
No, it wasn't, but I was good enough to be out there with the ball.
And that's the hope this week, too?
Yeah, that's the hope. I mean, once Hugh sees how I'm going, he can tell.
But, I mean, how hard is it for a guy like you that has to full out sprint on almost practically every single play to play with a soft tissue injury like this?
Yeah, I mean, That's kind of what the frustration comes from, because it's like if you can't run with AJ, you can't run with AJ. You know what I'm saying? It's just something that we're gonna have to. I'm just working on trying to get it right, but just knowing that I want to be out there. That's the only thing I want to be knowing. I'm doing everything that I can, and it's just frustrating.
Does the fact that they play on that artificial surface down there as opposed to grass, is that any more beneficial, or is that worse when you're trying to play with a soft tissue injury?
Man, either way, grass or turf.
So you know AJ as well as anybody. Mm-hmm. Five Pro Bowls, but this year his numbers are even better. Mm-hmm. Does he look any different, or why is he having success in his head?
I mean, it doesn't look too much different than any of the years for me. He looks like the same on AJ. It's just, I think it's just the more balls he gets his way, the more yards he's going to get. You know what I'm saying? So I think if you just, the targets, I think that's what really is changing it. His game is just as smooth and the same as his game.
How different is that receiving core without Muhammad and Marvin Jones?
It's different, but they still have, I mean, they have AJ, they have another, they have some other younger guys. But they're just they're capable. They're very capable of getting it done. Brandon LaFell, he's been emerged, and he's a red zone target that's been able to get a lot of touchdowns in the past couple of weeks. So, I mean, without those guys, they have other ones that can definitely step up.